Still Standing is a podcast of hope. My name is Allie Patterson, and I am your host. On this podcast, you're going to hear stories from people who have encountered a living God and found help and hope in their real life. No matter what your life is like right now or what you think of God, I hope you hear stories like yours, and I hope you walk away thinking there's hope for me too. Everyone on this podcast would gladly say it's because of Jesus that I am still standing. Come find out why.
The best time to get a great deal on a Jeep SUV is now, during the Summer of Jeep event. Visit Jeep.com or your local Jeep brand dealer to find the perfect Jeep SUV for you. Hurry in and make this the Summer of Jeep. Right now, during the Summer of Jeep, purchase and get 10% below MSRP on the 2023 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 or Renegade Latitude 4x4. Not compatible with lease offers or with any other consumer incentive offers. Contact dealer for details. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Welcome to MGP 484. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello. Your noise is still coming in my ears.
Hello.
How do
well,
I
you
stop
haven't,
that?
You haven't stopped watching me then, have you?
Stop watching. There we go.
Yeah, I'm. I mean, you're letting people behind the curtain here. I'm currently practicing for Fall Guys because when this podcast comes out on Saturday morning, I will be in the midst of the Insomnia 69 Fall Guys Creator Tournament, which I will be streaming live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Lelujo. So bin this trash off. Go watch that. You'll find out if I was any good. You can come back to the podcast afterwards. But know that the training for that all happened the night before while we were recording the podcast. Pab is giving me coaching because I haven't played Fall Guys since about 2 weeks after it was released. I re-downloaded it today. And I'm not very good at it. I'm having some trouble. So I am sat here coaching myself and having Pabby coach me right now. We were screen sharing and that's what Anna could still hear. So Fall Guys. Look at us talking about a game in the first minute of the show. We've changed.
Oh. I was coaching you as well. I was building you up.
No, you were criticising me. Yeah, that's not coaching.
Of course it is. It's building up a bit of background noise, you know.
I got to two consecutive finals before you turned up and ruined my confidence.
In that Arsenal show, he had them training with noise from Anfield in the background, didn't he? Arteta, he got them playing with the Anfield
crowd. That was just a nice song, though.
Yeah, well, I sung a few songs. They were more
about but they were all really abusive.
But yeah, I just felt like I wanted to paint the feeling that you were at Insomnia and all your biggest fans were there abusing you.
My fans don't abuse me. They'd be cheering me on raucously.
I think you just don't hear what they're actually saying about you.
I just hear the wall of noise, so whether it's positive or negative, it's fine. If there was like 50 of you all hurling abuse at me, I wouldn't be able to pick out the individual insults and it'd probably be fine.
I do try to be as loud as 50 people.
Yeah, but it's still too clear the slurs you're using about me, and I just don't appreciate it at all. How are we all on this fine week anyway?
Yeah, good. All right.
It's the beginning of a new era. This is the era of daylight podcast recording. It won't last much longer because the nights are drawing in, which I am allowed to say in my capacity as an old person, but we're recording before 10 p.m. for the first time in many a long year.
See, I don't know whether it'll still be light out when we're done, so I was weighing up, do I want to leave the lights or turn the lights on or leave the curtains open? And I stood there for a minute thinking, I've never done this before, I don't know what to do. So I'm wasting electricity with the lights on, but if
that's
it's still light out when we're done, I'll feel gutted.
Electricity's cheap at the moment. That's the gist I got out of the news. It's capped, so that must mean it's cheap, so it's fine. But we have got a hard stop on this podcast because our Tesco delivery is coming between 9 and 10 p.m. So we've got exactly 66 minutes from now to complete the podcast, or else you're going to have to finish without me. And if there's one thing I know about Sheepdog, it's he really struggles to finish without me.
That's true. I've got two questions, though. Do yours not just turn up when they fancy? Mine always turn up early.
Oh, I've trained mine. Anna resisted this for many years, but I've trained mine to sit and wait. If they arrive before the time, I just won't open the door or answer the phone, and I'll wait for my slot. It's harder to do when I'm sat in my office with an open window, and they'll be about 3 feet away and they'll be able to hear me talking. So it might be more of a challenge because I'm sat here, but normally they are trained to the point where I'll just make them wait. They need to learn.
You could just take them through the window, surely. But I was also going to ask, what have you bought? Anything good?
Fish fingers. There's no bread this week. They're out of bread. But
what?
I mean, I could read you. I mean, we don't allow substitutions on bread because we're very particular. So there's no Warburtons. I don't want to start a national panic.
That's a
panic.
Concern. Yeah,
there probably is bread.
We've got an order coming tomorrow and we're out of Warburtons. And I'm thinking, if there's no Warburtons, then the hell are we going to do?
I mean, we don't use the same supermarket. I don't think there's a major shortage. Yeah, but I don't think they come from the same shop. We live quite far from each other.
I bet they do. I bet there's like a Warburton's distribution centre that splits between where you are and where I am. They're only about an hour apart. I mean, as if there's going to be two Warburton distribution centres within that same an hour circle.
Yeah, but each individual shop might run out at a different rate.
Yeah, probably quicker here, surely.
I don't know. You live out in the sticks. We live in a metropolitan paradise.
Well, we'll see. If I can't get Warburtons tomorrow, my delivery, I'm going to be fuming. I mean, if they try and give me Kingsmill.
The big news is they have got omega-3 fish fingers in this week, which they don't usually have. So we've got some of those coming. I also have Anna an individual frozen roast dinner for one, because I'm at insomnia this weekend. So
one? Not two?
Well, how many dinners do you need?
You're going away tomorrow.
I'm away for one night. Are you having two dinners? Are you having a man around? Why do you need two meals?
Because you won't be coming back before 5.
I'll be back by like 5:30, 6 o'clock on Sunday. I'll be back in time for us to eat.
That's not before 5, is it?
You don't need to eat at 5 on the dot. You're not a toddler. You can wait until I get in and we'll eat together.
Have a bag of crisps while you wait.
Exactly. We don't ever eat at 5 o'clock on the dot. I wander upstairs from my office at 5 o'clock and start making dinner. Sometimes it's like 6:30 before we're noshing off.
Yeah, but if you're coming back at 6:30, that's an hour.
Which I'm not. I'm not going to be coming back at 6:30, am I? My panel finishes at 3:30. I'll be on the road by 4. It's less than an hour to get home. I've got
to probably stop at a takeaway on your way. Bring her a pizza or something. Or a McDonald's.
She'd spit in my eye if I brought her a pizza. Wouldn't you?
Just giving ideas. I wasn't being specific.
Maybe I could bring a KFC back, Anna.
No, it'd be cold.
I brought you back a donut yesterday. That was cold by the time I got back. Hey, now, here's a thing. I need you to listen to me say something and tell me what you think I'm saying. Because I went to two different coffee emporiums yesterday and neither of them understood what I meant. Flat white. What am I saying there?
Flat white.
Okay. So I went to Krispy Kreme and asked for 3 original glazed donuts and a flat white, to which they responded, 3 hot original. And I was like, I don't know what that means. Okay. Thinking, I don't know, that might be the code for when you have a hot coffee with your cold donuts. And I got to the window. He charged me £6.10 for this, by the way. Got to the window and he handed me 3 hot original, which was a pack of 3 original glazed donuts that were hot. They were delicious, no coffee. So rather than challenging them, because I'm awkward, I drove across the road to McDonald's and said to them, can I have a flat white, please? And she said, a what? Can I have a flat white, please? A black coffee? No, a white coffee, please. Now, both of these shops have flat white on their menu, and neither of them can hear me saying it. So how am I saying it wrong? This is what I need to know. How am I saying flat white wrong?
Doesn't sound wrong at all, but maybe their mics were broken, or maybe you were just having heat stroke. You're just falling apart in your car.
The moral of the story is hot originals. I didn't know they existed. They're not on the menu. I might have got to the Krispy Kreme secret menu here, but they were more expensive than normal, but they are delicious when they're still hot. They're like seaside hot donuts, but with the original glaze on, but the glaze isn't all gloopy the way you'd expect it to be. Like when you buy donuts, leave them in the car and then they gloop up. The glaze was still firm, but the donut inside was seasidey, It was delicious. I drove home so fast to try and get a hot original inside Anna, and then she just left it and had it for lunch today.
Because I was in bed.
You mean woman. Can you buy any type of donut as a hot original?
I don't know. I have no idea. Apparently, you ask for a flat white and that's what they give you. So I don't know. If we've got anyone who works for Krispy Kreme listening, please let us know. A, is this a normal menu item or have I stumbled across the secret code? And B, can I have like a hot Biscoff? Because that's what we all really want.
Yeah, that or some sort of strawberry flavoured one. But yeah, both of them would be amazing hot.
Strawberry flavour would be a risk. That's hot jam. Hot jam is danger.
Oh, yeah, but it's good if you get it just right.
What I think it is like the ones at, you ever the one at Westfield where they have the little road, the little conveyor belt and that you see them making it? That is what I think would be. And they only make, I think they only make the originals on there, the standard.
Okay. So this is the new thing it's we need to go in and ask for. Hot originals. Yeah. Give me a hot original in my mouth.
Maybe we should start protesting them to make other ones.
Yeah, come on, Krispy Kreme. You know
what
to
do. I don't know
how
they do the other ones. That's the thing. I don't know how they go through the conveyor belt system like the original ones do.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I've only
come
seen
on, Krispy Kreme. You've spent so much on this advert. You may as well spend a little bit more on a hot Biscoff machine. Yeah, I can't say flat white. That was my discovery this week. I can't play Fall Guys. I can't say flat white. Insomnia is going to be a disaster.
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm not going to get the coffee I want, and I'm going to look like a buffoon trying to play this video game.
You might not be the only one who sucks at it.
If I'm turning up at Starbucks and asking for a flat white, they can't give me a hot original there. What on earth am I going to get from Starbucks?
Well, that isn't... Oh. You'll have to just what they're going to give you from...
They're going to give me a bacon roll. I'm just going to go everywhere asking for flat whites, seeing what kind of hot originals I get. It's the new way of doing business.
Thing is, hot original is such a vague name as well that they can be original about it every time.
If anyone... Here's the thing, then. If anyone listening comes up and asks me for a hot original this weekend, you will get a firm high five off the back of it. So that's your challenge for the weekend. If you are at Insomnia, come and find me, ask for a hot original... Brace yourself for being high-fived. That's my version of a hot original. I'll spit on my hand first to make it hot.
Well, I was going to say, keep your hand in your pocket. Keep rubbing your hands together all the time.
I'll use the hand that has recently been cupping my testicles to high-five you. That will be Kev's hot original.
That's disgusting.
I have to cup my testicles at these events because otherwise they chafe.
What? You've got 25-pound powder upstairs. Why don't you use that?
I do, but...
They shouldn't be chafing. That's what it's for.
As we've discussed before, I've got a lot of leg.
Jesus. You're not putting it on right, obviously. You're supposed to put it around.
I'm putting my powder on the only way I know how, which is standing legs akimbo, putting the powder between my legs and squeezing the bottle. If there's another way to apply powder, I don't know what it is.
Oh, I mean, you need to lay back like a baby and Anna apply it.
I am not applying his powder. Not a chance. Well,
if you want it done properly, you need him to lay there on his bed with his legs
over. But he's got fancy pants. Why is he chafing? If he's got fancy pants.
I mean, it is weird. The amount of money you've invested in anti-chafing gear for basic walking, I mean, just seems a little bit mad.
Just get some tights.
I have some new pants now. With Union Jacks on for our next CPAB.
Oh.
Because I know Pabby loves a Union Jack.
You know how footballers buy that tape to like keep their muscles in check? Why don't you tape your thighs so they get pushed in more?
It's not really the thighs that are the problem. Without getting too deep down the well, it's my ball sack, which is causing the issue.
Without going too deep, we'll tape that up. Just tape it.
Well, that's where I thought you were going when you started mentioning the tape.
If I
tape my nuts to my stomach, then we might.
Just tape them through the back.
Anna, I'm getting on a bit. They've got length to them now. I reckon I could. If I really tried, I could probably tape them to my nipples.
Why don't you go find out how those Tibetan monks absorb them into themselves? They just go and they go inside. So you could just do that and carry them around in your pelvis.
Well, I will try. I'll see what I can do.
I mean, you could just get them whipped off. Just go to the
doctor. Well, I have suggested this, but...
You don't need kids, do you? You're sorted.
Apparently that's not what a vasectomy is. I thought they'd just kind of clip them off with, like, nail clippers. Ugh. Really big nail clippers, just clunk, they're gone, don't need them anymore. But apparently they leave the balls on there, they just cut the wire. And that seems... What's the point of going through all that?
Just carrying excess weight there, ain't you, then?
Yeah, I don't need to carry on lugging my nuts around. I'm done with them. All they are now is a sitting hazard. Because I've told you before about how dangerous our toilet is, that it has a soft close lid on it, so that when you go to put the seat down, it doesn't just slam down onto the bottom of the seat, it goes down slowly. So if you're in a rush, put the seat down, go to sit on it before it's already hit the bottom, you run the very real danger that you have the very real danger of your testicles being between the toilet and the seat as it closes.
Do you reckon anyone listens to this on speaker? Do you reckon? I mean, they probably have learned their lesson by now since the kidney stone story from years ago. But if there's anyone listening on loudspeaker, let us know. Send me a tweet at RB6K. Let me know if you were listening and other people could hear this. Because if it's all in your ears and you're having a little giggle on the bus, it's a bit different to loudly broadcasting it to your neighbours.
If you are on a bus, play it to everybody else. Subscribe to the Mature Gamer podcast. There we go. That was my bit done. I've played Fall Guys this week. I've played Two Point Campus this week. I've played Football Manager this week. You're welcome.
How far are you into Two Point now, then?
I've three-starred 7 or 8. No, 7, I think, of the 10.
Was there 10? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's 10. There's some extra ones that appear after you've completed all of the others. So I'm getting there. The tasks to 3-star it just get harder and harder the further in you go. I'm now at a campus full of absolute numbskulls and trying to get these numbskulls to get A-plus lessons. Not get A-pluses in their course overall, which most of them are doing. It's A-plus classes, which, because I've got no decent teachers and the students are all stupid, it's just taking forever. It just becomes more and more time-consuming the further into it you go.
Do you not put triple speed on?
Of course I put triple speed on. Do you think I'm some kind of amateur?
I find that every time I get a loan out, I have it paid back within, like, 10 minutes or 20 minutes, because the triple speed just means the money starts rolling in once I've made a few investments and I'm debt-free very quickly. But I just spend
the money on improving my attractiveness. I take an entire plot, don't put any buildings on it, and just fill that plot with all of the decorative items. It is just full. You can't go in there. It's just full of all the decorative items to push up the overall attractiveness of my campus, because that then improves the happiness, which improves their learning rate. And it just basically gives you a boost for everything. So I'm just forever taking out loans to cram more pretty stuff into my field of pretty.
I was just trying to find wall space for posters and stuff, and you've got whole plots of plants.
Yeah, you need to use the tapping system.
I banged down like 20 tulips and my attractiveness thing went down, and I was like, what the hell?
Once you have too many of the same thing, they start to counteract themselves, so you need a variety of things. You can't just put loads of tulips down. You need like 2 or 3 tulips and then other stuff as well. You have to mix it up.
I guess they got bored of tulips. They're not like people from Holland.
Exactly.
So, Scorn?
I was going to say, what have you rascals played? Because I genuinely am done.
So, the only new game... So, I've obviously played Two Point as well. I did the... I can't remember what it was called, like Toffington or something. The posh school, where I think they were playing football, like cheese ball. And then I did the Hogwarts ripoff one. I think I'm on that at the moment. I've been 1-starring them. I'm still not. I haven't played it as much as I probably wanted to, but it's been all right. It's been fun. I'm just slow boiling it. For my birthday, I got Live on the Switch.
Did you get it? Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've not played it for a huge length of time. I can't speak. I'm nervous. It is definitely called Live, right?
Live Alive.
Is it really Live Alive, or are you messing me around?
No, it's Live Alive.
Because it's written as Live a Evil.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I was like, what is their thing? So I knew that it had lots of different eras. I didn't realize how this is laid out. They've got prehistory, Wild West, Imperial China, Japan, present day, near future, distant future, and the Middle Ages. And when you start the game, you can pick which era you'd like to start in, and you play that chapter. So you'll play, I picked prehistory, played as, I think their name's Pogo, something like that. And I kind of regret starting with prehistory because they don't talk. There's no kind of conversational text on screen that I can read. It's all cavemen just pointing vaguely in directions and pictures and stuff like that. So I'm trying to figure out what on earth they're saying. And I was half paying attention because I was like, my kids are running right around me and all of this. So someone asked me a question, I looked down at the screen and I was like, what do I do now? So a couple of times I've had to kind of just quickly look up and see what I needed to do because I couldn't really figure it out because it was just, the character was just going, and then I was like, well, you don't want me to do that. So what do I do? It won't let me leave the room, you know. But no, it looks really cool. And there's all these different eras you can play in. It sort of says each story unfolds in its own way with different characters and unique gameplay. But what awaits when all the tales have been told? So I'm guessing once I've played through the, what is it, 3, 6, 7, 8 different people with different eras, there'll be like an end era or an end boss or something, or end story. But I've got absolutely no idea. I know this is a remake of an older game, isn't it? A remaster.
It's a remake of a game that never came out over here.
Okay, because it's a very cool concept. I was telling my mates about it and they're all like, that sounds amazing, and I'm surprised it never came out over here because it seems like the kind of thing that would have been massive in the sort of 90s early noughties, when it, Final Fantasy and all of that were getting big over here.
It came out on the NES. It was in the NES.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Corey, it doesn't really look like it.
Well, no, because it remade it, Sheepdog.
No.
You silly goose.
What I meant was, it looked more like a SNES-era game, because the character for the near future, I haven't got to them yet, looks awfully like Kronos from Chrono Trigger. And the character for the distant future looks, it's like a robot version of the Little Onion that's in Breath of Fire 3. So I was wondering, I think Breath of Fire 3... It was a PlayStation 1 game, but I think it was originally being looked at as a SNES game. So I was like, oh, is it in that gap between the two? It looks like it's that kind of pixel RPG from, like, they stopped doing that around Final Fantasy 6, and then 7 onwards are all 3D. But no, I'm enjoying it so far. As I say, because I'm playing it on prehistory, it's hard to really say the plot's that engaging at this point. Like, I don't really know what's... I think I've been playing it really slowly as well. Like, I spent a lot of time playing this little side game where you have to just guess how, like, the caveman tells you whether you're looking for higher or lower or a specific person, and then all these cave people jump into hay, and then you have to pick whichever side you think is the right answer, and then you win a load of items. And I was just hammering that because at first I didn't know what the hell he was asking me to do, so I just kept getting it wrong. And once I realised what it was, I was just playing it to get lots of items, stocking up on gear, that kind of thing. So yeah, I've been kind of trying to play it like an RPG, but and level up and stuff. But no, I'm intrigued to see where it goes. I don't know anything about the twilight of Edo Japan. I don't know what era that is, or I don't know what era Imperial China is. So I'm guessing they're after the... The thing that's bothered me a little bit on this is they've laid them out in the order I read them. So distant future and then Middle Ages comes after that. And I read that and thought, is this the order I'm supposed to play the game in? And when it gave me a complete freedom, I was like, well, does this affect anything? If I do something in prehistory, will that have an impact on the Wild West or anything?
What I have heard, I might be wrong, but there is, apparently that you could... Yeah, but have you ever played Mega Man, Sheepdog?
Yeah,
so
not
Mega Man,
massively,
there was very much a way you could do it, and it would advantage you, it would be an advantage to you to play it in a certain order of bosses, wouldn't it, or something like that? Sounds right, doesn't it, for Mega Man?
See what you're saying, right, yeah.
I think there is an order to do it, but it obviously, like Mega Man, it doesn't tell you, do this one first, do that one first.
I mean, that's fun, though. That's probably gives it a bit of replayability later. I could probably finish it, see what I do, and then read it and see whether it's worth me playing it again. I mean, I don't know if I have that kind of time, but I think I Googled how long it was. It's only like 20 hours, something like that, so I could have it done. If I play it, you know, I don't think I'm going to get through it in this week, but I could do in theory if I had a clear week. But yeah, no, it'd be interesting to find out. I mean, part of me is looking at this box thinking the Middle Ages is after the distant future. Should I just play it in the order on the box? Is that a hint? And then part of me's thinking, what if I'd played it distant future, near future, present day, and gone like that? You know, if I'd gone backwards, would that have made a difference? I don't know. I'll find out once I've completed it. It's cool. It's intrigued me a lot. And that's what you want, really, isn't it? I want to play it and find out the answers. I suppose if you'd have said to me, oh, you got to play it in this order to get it right, I'd have felt a bit like, okay, damn, I have to do that now. And maybe it would have, I don't know, taken something away from it. But yeah, I'll just wing it, see how I do. And hopefully I will get a good ending and be happy as well. I just want to be satisfied with the ending at this point, I guess. If it gives me some sort of rabbit hole to jump down and talk to people about and read about and learn more about, then awesome. Apparently it's got violence, bad language and sex in it.
Three of your favourite things.
They are. It's a 12, which I was quite surprised about because my son was like, can I play it? And I was like, well, I can't see it being particularly bad because it's pixely. But I guess I said to him, I'll play it through first and let you know. But then I suppose the present day stuff could easily be, you know, more close to real world stuff. I don't know. I sort of thought anything that happened in the past is probably not going to be that... you know, rude or awful. Who knows? I'll let you know once I've played it. We'll see how we get on. But that is my lot, other than my usual Pokemon Go, Simpsons stepped out, all of that stuff.
You're a disgrace.
Hmm.
Pab, do an early advert. I feel like an early advert. I want an early one. I suspect we might not make it to an hour based on this very very brisk start. Therefore, I'm trying to drop an advert in at roughly the halfway point. I'll let you in on a secret. I usually put the advert in after me and Sheepdog are done talking, because that's about halfway through. So advert me! Thank you. That was a good advert. He wasn't ready for that at all. He didn't have his pen in his hand.
I was scrambling then.
Exactly. So over to you two rascals then, while I continue to look out the window waiting for the Tesco man.
Is that what you're actually
doing? He's nowhere near yet.
Well, I'm playing Fall Guys as well.
Well, Dave's just ran to the door, so...
Well, if Tesco... Hey, Tesco man, if you're out there, say, hey, Kev. No, he's not out there.
He's ran to the door. Dave, there's no one there. Come on.
Or is there? No, there's not.
Or is there?
Pass me my sausages through the window. No, he's not there.
I see.
If the sausages now come through the window, I am going to have to leave you all for a minute. No, there's no sausages.
No.
Or is there?
Dave, there's no one there.
There's no sausages.
You're fine. Thank you for guiding me.
Tell us about your game.
Do not buy Saints Row. Don't buy it.
Nope.
Thus concludes Anna's comprehensive review.
Don't buy Saints Row.
You were in What's such a bad mood it? Because
Put
of this game.
Put it in the bin. It's ridiculously broke. I had so much high hopes for this game after Get Out of Hell and, what was it, number 4? But just put it in the bin. Don't waste time.
I mean, you could sell it or trade it in. You don't have to put it in the bin.
No one would give me money for it, Kevin.
I bet they would. No, they wouldn't. There's a lot of really stupid people out there. Someone's going to give you money for it. Don't put it in the bin.
If you've got a copy, like, don't buy it. Just take it back. Don't undo it. Just go, no thank you, and get your money back.
Tell us why.
So, like, the story, I can get on board with. It's fine. Like, you're living with a bunch of friends who are acquainted with the other gangs, but you live together because you're, like, young and you have to pay your rent. And I get all that. Like, you have to do these side jobs to pay your rent. I'm fine with that. It's the actual gameplay I don't like. Like, it doesn't really tell you how you're supposed to go about doing the missions. The missions are a mishmash of just nonsense. Like, I'm doing, like, there's fun parts. Like, you have to do, like, so in Uncharted, there was a bit of the game where you had to jump from, like, car, truck to truck. And this is in this game, and it's quite fun, but it's only fun if the button presses work. I was there on this, like, fiery truck, had to jump onto my car, couldn't jump onto my car because the buttons would not work. and my controller works fine. I changed my controller, and the only way to get it to work is go into the pause menu, come out of the pause menu, and it works. That is annoying. Also, in previous games, you would have your guns and your grenades.
And a big dildo for hitting people
yes.
with.
Standard practice, guns and grenades. This time, you and can't dildos. Have... You can't have grenades until you've unlocked them at level 7, which is really annoying because you come across like these big gangs of, like, the start of the game, you're working for a corporation, so you're taking on a lot of guys, and all you've got is a stupid pistol gun, and you have to wait to level 7 just to unlock your grenades, and then you can only use grenades if you've like got your special going, so you can't just use them as and when. Like at the start of a shootout, I would like to throw a grenade as they come out the door and then shoot and do whatever. This you can't until your little diamonds are charged up. That's really annoying. Also, melee, like, so normally in melee you would just, if someone's near you, you would hit them. That again you have to build up by shooting people. So if you've got someone in your face, you can't melee them unless you've got your other specialed up. And, like, you've got a kick, you can use a kick, but that doesn't really do a lot. It's not like the kick in Dying Light. Yes, in Dying Light. The kick in that sends people, like, across the map, kind of. This one, it's like a little stumble back, and even the feedback in the controller, right? So I went into the settings because, like, why is there not really, like, if you know when, like, a phone rings and buzzes, you would expect to feel it in the controller. No, doesn't happen. It only vibrates when you're shooting. Also, it says adaptive triggers. Put that on. Does that work? No. This game is just... I don't want to play it. Like, I go on there and I'm like, I cannot be bothered. There's like things on the map. I'm like, oh, it says go on, like a dumpster dive. Go there. It's the same dumpster animation every time. Like, you'd think it would be like, oh, they could get in or they could tip it over. No, it's just the same butt in the air, waving their legs around and then getting out and go, oh, you've got $2,000. I'm like, that's so not real. Why is it always 2,000? Why can't it be like 500 or just a different amount? There's these photo opportunities. Oh, I swear to God, I spent 10 minutes trying to take a photo of something because it needs it to be like there's no error. You can't have any like thing out of place. It has to be dead center. Oh, you're too close. You're too far. You're not zoomed in enough. Oh my God, it was so annoying. And like the picture that they're showing you have to take, that is not the picture you need to take. They just give you a description, but the picture is a big sign that is not even in that vicinity of area. Oh my God. So don't buy Saints Row. I'm so annoyed because that's the only game that's coming out that I wanted to play. So, yeah. Don't buy it. So today I was like, I can't play that. So I put on, oh my God, what's it called? Valiant Hearts.
Oof, that's an old one.
I know, it's an old one and it's a good one. Like, I was like, I can't play this awful, awful game. Give me something I know that works.
You just wanted an excuse good. To use your new controller. That's
no,
what it
was. I was playing it on the PlayStation 5.
Okay.
I got my Xbox controller. It took a week to get here, so their 2 to 3 week estimate of time is a week, so that was cool. I've got it. It's very bright and colourful. I've not used it yet because I've not been on the Xbox, but the box is cool that it comes in. It's all holographic and white, like white box, holographicness on it.
And so it's empty because
cool.
I've already helped myself to the controller.
He did come in and try and take it. He was going to take my name off it and take it into his office.
No, I was just going to add from on it
yeah.
above your name.
And then he shows me how some random bloke, his girlfriend bought him one. He was like, look, these people get them. Not buy your own. You've got multiple. I've got one Xbox controller, and when it's out of juice, I have to then wait or come to you and ask for a battery. I can't.
I mean, I have given you a battery charger thing.
Yes, but when I'm playing, I can't charge it, can I?
You should get a second controller.
That's why I've got one. An orange one with blue.
Do you want to swap it for a Football Manager one?
No, thank you, because this one has my name on it. And I paid $7.99 for having my name on it. So you are not having it.
I'll write your name on a Football Manager one.
No, thank you. I'm fine with my lovely orange one that I got this week. They give you the batteries, so that's a good thing. Like, the only bad thing is I don't want to take the back off to put the chargey pack on because it's white and not green, so I'll have to buy batteries from now on or find
Are
a way.
Are you
to...
kidding? That's ridiculous.
I don't want it to be mismatched. I paid money for that. I should have got
You're not going to look at the back of it, are you?
Might do. It's green. I like the green.
Wait, why have you got to change the green one?
To put because... the quick charge battery pack things in.
What colour are they?
They're bright white.
No, official, actually, you do.
The
you
official
do.
Battery.
Oh, no, we
official,
don't use official ones.
The official
We're not
battery
fancy.
Is just like, it's like a little pack that's the shape of two AA batteries. And
yes,
that goes
but
in the
we
back.
Don't have the official one.
Well, that's a solution, isn't it?
We have the one that you can just drop the charger in, drop it onto the charger, and it has little metal connections on the back so you can charge it up without having to plug it
in. Oh, no, but if I can keep the green, I might look into getting that then, the official one.
If Kev jumps back down that Warhammer hole he was looking at a few months back, he could get you a little green paint and then one of his sets, and then you could paint the white one green.
Yes, he could. But I think that's all I've played because Saints Row annoyed me and we've been out most of the week we haven't been out, but I've been sleeping a lot.
We bought a new giraffe at Alton Towers.
You did. Oh. But my tablets are hitting me hard, so I'm always tired.
I enjoyed seeing someone tweet saying they saw you there and Anna was carrying it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't be expected to carry a 4-foot wooden giraffe around myself. I've got
even though I'm only 5 foot, so we're practically dragging it on the floor.
You let me go in a shop unattended. You should have known.
You
know,
no. You said I'm going to the shop while you line up. I went, all right.
That sounds a lot like you letting me go to the shop unattended.
You could have waited till we all finished what we were doing.
But then you'd have been supervising me, and I wouldn't have been able to buy the giraffe. You just said, no, Kevin, you don't need another giraffe.
She might have helped you get a bigger one so she could climb up it so she could
Obviously,
see further.
Obviously, I bought the biggest one they had.
Could you imagine a 6-foot giraffe that Anna climbs up to reach the higher shelves?
rather unrealistically, they had zebras the same height, which I don't feel like that's accurate.
Well, yeah, that's like the animal. A short zebra and a short giraffe, surely, because they're both taller than the 4 foot you've said.
I want my models to be scale. If the giraffe is 4 foot, the zebra should be 2.
Well, no,
or 1, really.
It's a baby giraffe, isn't it, essentially?
I did drop it and smash it before we even got to the car.
No, please tell them what actually happened.
I dropped it and smashed it before we got to the car.
He put it down because he was having a mardy about something. He put it down and the wind blew it over. Honestly, because I wanted to sit down for 1 minute because my feet really hurt. And he was like, I need to get home. He put it on the floor, just gently. The wind blew it over, right? He went to pick it up. As he picked it up, he threw it across the pavement and it broke.
Not deliberately, it flew out of my hands as I went to pick it up. I basically punched it rather than lifting it.
You knocked a giraffe out, basically.
Yeah, and the base shattered.
Oh. You can't overcome your base instinct to just punch giraffes when you see them. That's your problem.
That's why I have so many.
You just want to box them. You just walk around the house going doof, 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 doof.
Yeah, he threw it. Right next to a child as well. Oh, so
your next
funny.
Kid.
Oh, God, it was so funny. And he was just angry then for about
We were next to the waffle place as well. I wanted a waffle, but we didn't have time.
I wanted the pineapple thing, but I didn't. Because you mainly, we need to get home now.
We didn't. It was the final network game that day. So? When I beat Zealand 7-3 to stop him qualifying from the Champions League.
Am I right? Am I right in saying you didn't know it was the final one?
I didn't know we weren't doing another season.
I saw someone tell you, and you were like, what? And then I'm like, yeah, Ben's message up saying it's finished. It's like, how did Kev not know?
Because I'm not part of the secret meetings.
I see.
Just wait, there's not going to be another one ever?
Right, there'll be another one for the new game that hasn't been announced yet. But we should assume probably will happen.
What, the game will be released?
I imagine so.
Okay. They're not going to let Kev keep winning everything, surely. It's embarrassing for them.
It is so funny, though.
You've got to let him win Kev.
I did. I let Jack win the Europa League. I let Zealand get to the Champions League final and lose. And then Anna yelled at me for cheering when he lost the Champions League final.
It was so loud and it was so late.
Yeah, I wasn't even playing. I was cheering someone scored against Zealand.
It's fair, though. It's fair. No,
ruined him 7-3. Of course not. He didn't even qualify for anything. But yeah, I won the network game because I am a hero. We're now going to find out if I'm all mouth or not because the Tesco man is here and am I going to make him wait for half an hour? Or am I
just
a coward?
Can we get it?
I'll leave you lot to discuss. If I'm not back by the time the podcast is over, goodbye for me. Someone do a Kev impression. I'm going to go and bring the shopping in. I've just got through to a final on Fall Guys as well. I'm being torn in multiple directions.
Doing the final, surely. That seems like the priority.
Right, you lot, talk about video games.
Go on, Pab, you got to feel for 25 minutes now, is it?
It's the issue.
It'll be longer than that, because I've got to get all this up the stairs to the kitchen. I'm going to be a sweaty, panting mess when I get back.
It's no different to normal, really, is it? That's how it's a standard podcasting move.
I've not played a lot this week.
Oh, Pab, come on.
The one game I've played this week is the game that I've been playing quite consistently for the last few weeks, which has been Horizon again. On my ever quest of trying to platinum this game, it's harder than I thought it was going to be.
Is it?
How many more do you have to get to platinum it? How many more trophies?
Sorry, Sheepdog, say that again.
How many more trophies do you actually have to get to platinum?
12, maybe. It's like, it's not even, some of them aren't hard, some are just a pain. It's like, clear out all the rebel camps. Clear out all the rebel outposts. It's like, fine, that's fine. But I don't... It's not... The enemies don't go down. They put up a bit of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
The regular enemies, not the bot. The robots are just as much of a pain. But it's more effective to stealth everything in that game and silently just one-shot everything. But the time and effort that takes for you to... Like, I can spend, like, an hour just doing a camp because I'm just trying to take out these, like, 12 people and two robots, that, you know, all silently and just hiding from bush to bush and waiting for them to come past me or trying to manoeuvre around. As soon as you start engaging in them, that's when it's not hard. It's not hard to do, to beat them.
No, but they're just on you.
It's just annoying.
Mm.
It's just annoying and it's time-consuming because, like, you can, like... you can fight an actual one of the enemy, like human enemies, and like you can swipe around at them for however many times. Like, what? I reckon it's probably like a minute's fighting with each enemy. But then, like you say, with other enemies like chipping in as well, like you. So you're just kind of just running around a camp, just taking pot shots at people. Or I can just be stealthy and just sneak around in the bushes and just pick them off one at a time. And I've gotten to the point now where I can like take enemies out, like, well, semi-quickly, even without doing a stealth kill on them, just by shooting. If I can get a headshot on them and break the helm, break the masks on them, and then I can get another headshot on them, I will one-shot them. It's never that simple. But that is always the aim. What other annoying ones are the trophies? The what's it called? It's not Desert Strike. What's that? Machine Strike. That that game that's in the game.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. As soon as that came up, and I went, nope, don't want to know. Don't want to know. I think I've got to beat two people in Machine Strike, which means I've got to go back to the very start of the game and kind of learn how to play Machine Strike to begin with.
I think you can go to anyone and they'll teach you it.
Yeah, probably. So I need to do that. There's one for the pits. You know, the pits where you have to go fighting in like the melee pits or whatever they are in certain towns.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. And they're hard. They're not easy.
Yeah.
It's not just like I said, it's not just a case of most of these enemies, they don't just go down easy. You don't just swipe your spear around at them a few times and they die. They're a pain to kill. Just enemies that come at you. And the challenges are like, do it within like certain times.
Oh God.
And it's really hard. Really difficult. They unlocked the arena this week. And the arena gives you tokens. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to a shop to get the tokens, to claim things from the tokens. And I was like, this is where all the high level gear is it?
Yes.
I was like, right, okay. And so I hit level cap as well this week. Level 50.
Oh, gosh.
I got that trophies cat is crossed off the list. I've reached level 50. I've got like 18 points to put into stuff, but I'm like, I don't really need to put anything into this. I'm literally just filling the trees out for fun now. There's nothing I need to do. But it is a pain. You know, like fighting multiple different, it's like the arena's like, you fight this two of these types of robot and then three of these other types of robot. And so they all take different types of, like, they're all weak against certain different things. You can't just stealth in and, like, pick them off or override them. They're all aggroed immediately. So you've then got to just run around and fight them. But I just feel like it. Most bots, once I'm fighting them, it's just a case of me just chipping away at them till they die. So then trying to do that under, like, a time constraint is, like, near impossible for me. Like, I've got stuck on the third challenge in the beginner's category because I did it in like 3 minutes and 8 seconds and I've got to do it in under 3 minutes. I'm not going to do this right now. I don't think there's a trophy for the arena, even though I'd like the gear from it.
Mm.
It's not the end of the world.
I win my final?
Did you win?
Did I win? I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I put it on.
I
streamed
watching.
To Discord. Oh,
I don't think I did. Some of us were recording.
It sort of made a weird beepy noise, and I was like, "Who did that?"
I didn't hear it at all.
Right. Well, I'll go and put the shopping away. I'll assume I didn't win.
No. It's one of them games that I feel like it's attainable. I did have a brief panic attack when it showed there's like a trophy tracker. In the PS5, you can track trophies and you can keep an eye on them. And then there's one of them. I think there's 69 trophies, and I've got however many it is that I've got. And then it shows that on the trophy tracker, you've got this many of 72. And I went, where's this free come from? There's free trophies in New Game Plus.
Oh no!
And you know what it is? Finish a game on any difficulty in New Game Plus. Finish a game on hard difficulty. Finish a game on insane difficulty. And I went, well, that's it. We're never doing it then. I'm not getting them trophies. I'm not playing the game three more times. And then I realised that I don't think you need to have those trophies. They're under the New Game Plus category, not just New Game.
Okay.
Just under standard game. The Platinum Trophy is under the standard, the New Game category rather than New Game Plus. But I was like, my heart sank, and I was like, I've just been doing this.
It sounds like you're not enjoying it though.
Well, what I like, all I do is pretty much just don't have the volume on, and I've just got my iPad on to one side, just watch it on my iPad, just doing the camps. It's just busy work at this point, so it's not really a massive deal to me. It's something that I kind of...
You could be playing like any other game, though. You could just literally be playing any other game and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, but... But what I want to be doing is I want to be watching something on my iPad. And I'm thinking, well, I could be doing this while I'm doing that. So it's like the game is kind of secondary to what I want to be doing. So it's not... It's something that I'm working towards. I'm working the I'm making progress on this, trying to get this the platinum trophy. None of them have been easy. The easiest one was Ratchet and Clank, but the Spider-Man one was a pain. Spider-Man one was a similar sort of thing where it's just a nightmare trying to do all the camps and all the you know, fighting all the different camps in the Spider-Man. It was just horrible. I hated the Spider-Man platinum, but this is similar sort of getting similar vibes for this one. But I'll press on with it. I will press on with it, and like I say, I'm level 50. I've got like most things in all of trees filled out now. I've got pretty decent gear. I'm literally going to all these different. I'm one cauldron away from finishing that one. I can't find the last cauldron. I don't know where it is. I should just look it up. But I'm just going around looking for it now. I'm just ping ponging around the map. At the same time, of ping-ponging around, I'm thinking, like, okay, there must be better gear out there then. There must be better gear out there for me to have now, because I'm like, some items are still blue items. Mm. I've got one gold item from doing something in particular, I think. No, I haven't. Did I get a gold item finishing the game? Or near the end of the game, I got a gold spear. I'm like, right, ooh, great. I got, that's fine. Right. And then I've like few purple items, few purple bows and what have you, and then the rest of it's blue. And I'm like, well, where's the rest of? There must be like purple gear around. So then I start going around every camp. Where's the shopkeep? Like, what have you got? Come on, what have you got? Nope, you're just blue items. Back out. Let's go. Don't want to know you. I'm out. If you got purple stuff, I'm interested because I've got that much money. That's the thing as well. The money is also infinite money now. And I've got the black box that's at the bottom of the lake near the start of the game. Well, start.
Oh God!
Relatively speaking, there's a black box right, like say probably opening 10 hours of the game. There's a black box. There's a big lake in them. Like I say, about 10 hours in, and then there's just a black box. You can see it when you use your focus. You can see that there's something down there, and you can't get down there until you get your rebreather.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it like I was looking for a shop on the map while I was moving. Ground, I was like, oh, is that lake? Is that? I sort of, right, okay. So I dove down, got it. So I'm happy I managed to get that. That was, I think, the last thing that I did yesterday before I finished, because I was like, I've seen it now. I need to do it now. I've forgotten all about it, but it's something that I wanted to do at some point. I thought, I've got to come back at this some point. I'm glad I actually came back and remembered it, because if I didn't, it wouldn't have been in the end of the world, but it's nice to have done it.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I done on that game this week? Like I say, it's been mainly like I've been suddenly acquiring, like I say, side quests again and new errands. All of a sudden, randomly, I got a quest which I'll never find because I got a message from Catalo at some point. You know, he comes through on the focuses.
Yeah,
I need you to someone here that might need your help. And then she says, all right, if I'm over there, I'll have a look. I was, like I say, I'm watching something on my iPad, so I'm not really paying attention. And I go, where did he want me to go? because I've not got to this person, it's not activated a quest, so there's no quest in the quest log. So I'm like, I have no idea where this is now. I was like, right, I'll go to Catalo then. I can't find Catalo now either.
Oh, no.
So now I'm like, this is really annoying though. It sounded quite like an interesting quest that he wanted me to go on. This guy needed my help with something. Could you go and help him? I'm like, okay, let's go do it. Where am I going? It's not in the quest log. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. So, my quest is now to find the last cauldron and this one bloke who's stuck somewhere randomly who needs my help. If he's just on the edge of a cliff waiting for me to come and like pick him up somewhere. He's just been there for a while. But I'm just absolutely just darting around the map now. Just every time I see an outpost, every time I see something that potentially can be an upgrade for me, because I'm then also now looking for things to upgrade my gear. Because some of my gear is still in like level 1. It's like, you need this many of these tusks or whatever. You're like, I've never even come across one of these things. Yeah. I was like, obviously I've done, but I just never, I rarely come up against them because they're just big, massive monsters. I just
don't want
to. I kind of go, no, never mind. I don't need to fight you. I'm just running straight past. Never mind. But that goes, like Spider-Man, that goes to say how much I like the game, that I'm willing to put up with the nonsense and do the, just push through it to get this platinum, because it might sound like I'm moaning about it and complaining about it, and I am a little bit, but if I didn't like it as much as I do, I wouldn't be doing it.
You wouldn't be there.
I wouldn't be doing it. There's, like you say, Sheepdog, I could be playing other games. I've got Assassin's Creed Odyssey installed on my Steam Deck, and I could be playing that, because there's so much of that game I've not touched. Like, there's
in
so much.
Which one?
What did I say?
I don't know.
Assassin's
that
Creed, you were saying, weren't you? I think
Odyssey.
Yeah,
I'm
which
playing.
Assassin? Odyssey. Yeah.
Because I'm toying with it reinstalling Origins because I think they might have fixed it, but I think I'm just going to play Odyssey because it's already installed now. The other thing I did play, actually, I can tell you, I managed to get Batman Arkham Asylum working on the Steam Deck tonight. Which I'm quite happy with, because that's the only one I didn't finish.
You didn't finish Asylum,
no,
really?
No.
That's pathetic.
I didn't even get close to finishing it. I think I got stuck to, like, one of the areas where it was saying, like, it was a certain quest where it was just got me lost in the asylum. I was like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what it wants me to do. So I'm like, I'm just, never mind, turn it off, and then never came back to it. Mm-hmm. Apparently I played four hours of it on Steam. Didn't like that fact. So there's no save on there. So I'm starting from the beginning, but it's not the end of the world. It's not a massive game compared to the other one. It's the smallest one of the three, four, I suppose, that are out there. So
no, we don't talk about the one with the car.
No, the one with the car.
That's the one I've completed.
I hate that one.
I played.
I loved it.
City was the best one for me. City was very good.
Night, I couldn't get on with that car, and
I've
played it twice, and twice I've got to the same bit with the car, and I cannot get past it, and I don't know what it is about that area, but I cannot do it.
Yeah,
it's the way you have to, like, shoot them from behind, but they can't see you. Oh,
yeah,
both
like
times.
The supposed stealth missions in a Batmobile
drive me insane.
Yeah, and there's the Origins one where they had that.
Deathstroke
fight where you had to, where it was like near impossible. It's like the second boss in the game or something, and it was like rage-inducing near impossible game. They had to change that, I think, at some point. But I remember playing it when it, like, just came out and nearly breaking controllers over it. Yeah, it was not fun. But I'm gonna try and play that, because it's like, what was back Arkham Asylum? That was a 360 game, wasn't it?
Possibly.
I think that sounds right, because they got the re-release, the full pack, didn't they, on the
I've got that.
PS4 and Xbox One. I mean, it runs fine. The cutscenes are all 30, but the gameplay is at 60, so it runs absolutely beautifully for what it is. So I'm gonna tinker with that, and I'm toying with going back to Yakuza Like a Dragon. I want to play it, but you need time to do that.
That
I mean, like, I've barely scratched the surface of that game, and I've probably put 20 hours in. And I remember the last thing, I was going to a job centre to get another job. I remember that how much I was going getting a job, and
that was so about funny. It.
But I know there's always, I've heard of things in this game that I've not even come across yet. So I know that, I'll get to that at some point.
I'll do you one better for old games this week, because something turned 15 years old this week. I went to the third iteration of this game and played Bioshock Infinite, and I had a very good time with it. It looks lovely,
Infinite.
Still.
Mm.
Yeah, the one in the sky with Columbia and stuff. And it looks lovely. Like, I don't know if they've upgraded it or something, but it does.
Well, they did a remaster,
so
didn't they? They remastered it?
Possibly, because I have the collection.
It, yeah. I think it was all, like, remastered, yeah.
Oh, okay. It does look lovely. I already played 1 and 2, like, earlier in the year, and I thought, oh, I'll do 3 again. And it's lovely. Like, I'm getting it more now because I always played three, ended it, and I was like, what's happening? What happened? Like, what are you on about? But, like, now I'm, like, listening to the story, trying to work out, because the first two times I went, what? I could not grasp what they were on about, but, yeah, I just messed it out in three.
Shame that it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
How dare you? It was awesome.
Story is very good. The game itself, yeah. Some I played that game despite itself.
Really, it doesn't annoy me.
It's just the shooting's really clunky.
Here we go. No one ever cared about shooting being clunky.
It did when you can't shoot things because it's really bad. The gameplay itself wasn't great. The story was good. The gameplay. Yeah,
I found it a bit. I found it better, like the shooting and stuff. I don't like. There's now like. What they're called, snipers, and they actually work like a sniper. Like, you can actually see the people moving instead of just like a grey blob moving from back in the day. So you can see that. But yeah, I've been playing it on normal and I'm finding it very entertaining. And yeah, the first Bioshock is 15 years old now. 15 years old. That's ridiculous. Like, I remember going into a shop, into HMV, and I was like, hi, is Bioshock coming out on the PlayStation? It was like, no, it's only on the Xbox. I was like, yeah, that was what I was afraid you were going to say. So I bought an Xbox a couple of weeks later with Bioshock and Fable 2.
Looking at the collector's edition that I got with the Big Daddy in it. And yeah. I wasn't even buying that edition when I went into to game to get it. They just said,
then you saw
we've got these ones. Do you want one of these? I went, yeah, go on then. yep, still got it.
Yeah,
got it there in the box.
Wow, Bioshock is so good.
I've still got my Songbird on top of my cupboard.
You do have the Songbird. Didn't you order that and then they cancelled it and then you got one anyway?
Yeah. I can't remember how I got the. I had to go and get it from somewhere else, I think. Did one of our listeners help me find it? I feel like there was a story and I don't remember what the story was. Someone out there in listener land might remember the story.
I thought we had one for a giveaway and you just took it.
It could be that.
Yeah. I'm 99% sure I got an MGPX box of stuff and you were like, Songbird, yoink. Okay,
that makes sense. It seems like something I'd do.
So then we got a separate, new, different star prize because the Songbird was no longer there.
And we gave that to Pab. That was the PlayStation.
Probably. It might be the same year. I mean, it's weird we didn't keep the PlayStation. It can't have been the same year, can it? But it's weird we didn't keep that, to be fair. But
well, we gave it to Pab. It's basically the same.
That was in his listener's days, though, so he officially was an entrant into it.
I was.
Anyway, carry on, Pab. Sorry,
no, I've got nothing else. I've played this smidgen, like, three games of Fortnite this week. That is it. That's really good for me.
What's in it this week? Anything new?
Stupid kids.
There's NFL stuff. Destiny stuff's in there. There's Destiny stuff in Fortnite.
Oh, God. End the show.
There's Fortnite stuff in Destiny. And Destiny stuff in Fortnite.
How do they get the rights for that?
Money.
It blows my mind.
Money
deals,
isn't it? Yeah.
Wheeling and dealing.
Yeah. Just the amount they've got in there. Like, it. Like Ariana Grande, and then you've got The Rock, and then you've got Spider-Man. It's just, it blows my mind.
John Cena. Okay.
I knew that was coming.
But yeah, that's your lot from me.
Okay.
Well, we'll end the podcast there then, and none of you can stop me. I'm just going to carry on learning to play Fall Guys. So if you would like to find us on the internet, you can find us at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can find me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And don't forget, if you're listening to this on the way to Insomnia, come and find me and ask me for a hot original, and you'll be in for a really lovely surprise. See you next week, boys and girls. Oh, maybe we'll see you next week. We'll talk off air. There might not be a show next week. Toodle pip, everybody.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Leslie, folks.